Several folks were recognized for their efforts to help the community, and some new ways to get information was shared. I'm Melissa Patrick as we head back to July. Four Millersburg police officers were recognized for their work at three different fires in May and June. Millersburg Police Chief Matt Shaner gave Caleb Cox, Stephanie Gannett, Chris Jones, and Dustin Fadicher merit awards.
I had several firemen tell me that they appreciated the work that was done that night. And like I said, for being the three most junior people in the department, that's what we want. And for to be able to say that's what we got with these four, three different fires, you know, and that's what council should expect, that's what the citizens should expect. Copy the letter, we'll go in this personnel file, along with the medal, the ribbons that have been worn, the nursing uniform, found a resident knelt down in front of the residence, short distance from the doorway, which by this time the flames were coming through, along with the doorway and the windows. From the manager, without hesitation, made his way to the resident. Finding the resident was unable to walk for health reasons, assisting getting the resident away from work, learning ability to prevent any further injury. The resident not being out with the incoming fire and rescue against the situation. And because of that, I'm giving you $1 reward and meritorious conduct award. Upon his arrival, Patrolman Jones, assistant fire personnel, checking the apartments in the building to make sure there was no other residents still in the apartments. Patrolman Jones then assisted with getting oxygen from the residents that was at home, that was rescued, and continued to help the patient once EMS personnel arrived on scene. Patrolman Jones continued to assist fire department personnel by driving hose to carry his compact bottles, and before one had assisted, he was trying to get to
Yeah.
Troyer was happy to announce WENS, also known as the Wireless Emergency Notification System, and that it was live and operational. There are two parts, one where you opt in for specific notifications, and one where they can send an IPAWS alert to any phone in a particular area. They can even use it for special events as well. You can sign up at HolmesCountyEMA.org.
What that allows us to do is to send out emergency alerts through what we call a WENS system. The things that I've been concerned with since I started as director was being able to notify the public in time of an emergency or disaster, especially our Amish population. This right here, this WENS program, will allow us to do that. There's some different ways you can do it. They can select what type of alerts they want to receive and when they want to receive them. IPAWS stands for Integrated Public Alert and Warning System. That's a program through FEMA, and it resembles that of an Amber Alert. So anyone within a certain area, we can send emergency notifications to. For an example, tornado warnings, or if we have a hazmat spill and we need to do like shut down roads or do an evacuation, we can send those emergency alerts out to residents. Not only does it work on smartphones, it also works on flip phones. So our residents who have flip phones, especially our Amish population, will now have the ability to receive these emergency alerts. This system will allow us not only to send a text message out, but it will also convert that text into voice, and residents can choose to receive voice alerts as well.
A business directory is being created by Berlin-based Tin Roof Studios, who are working with the Holmes County Chamber while still in development. When complete, it will be available in both online and physical form, and you don't have to be a member of the chamber to be part of the directory. The release goal is January 2024.
So our company was looking for a business directory so that we could connect with more local companies, and so we came to Taylor and asked her for a directory, and she told us, hey, there is none. So we decided that we'll launch this together. So far, we have decided what the directory is going to look like and we want it to accomplish for the community. We're just starting to compile some information.
It's something that Taylor in the office and I have been working on. Even though times are changing and people are going digital, there's still, especially in our community, a desire for print. They want a directory, they want a book. And there are some directories out there, but they're niche. They're either just a list of the furniture makers or just those from the plane community. There's no over-encompassing business directory on behalf of the book. So while they were working with this wonderful idea of the directory, and we were trying to figure out how to service our members, it became a natural marriage. So while our members are listening, they don't have to be. Sure, we'd love to be, but they don't have to be. So this will be all encompassing.
West Holmes Schools approved a bid for the new field house, and this would allow construction to move forward.
The lower bid and off construction services. That includes four recommended alternative bids with a total cost of $2,174,880.
Your low bidder came in a couple hundred thousand below the other three. We were within $23,000 of each other. So that obviously can bring a little bit of concern with it. But Eric and I have spent a lot of time working with the architect firm. We also talked to the board attorney. We were part of the Zoom meetings with both construction companies where they had to go through an additional, and you have a copy of that also. This questionnaire that they have to commit to meeting this price, and they have to do it with the pages of specs that they were required to spec out. And you know, we had a concern maybe they had missed something, but they reassured us that they did not, and they feel very good about this. That's our funding.
That they were approved for the Winesburg School Sidewalk Project through Ohio State Routes to Schools program.
That was applied through Chris Young's work as the county engineer, and look forward to how that will improve safety around the school and in the community there in Winesburg.
The project has a little wall and a retaining wall, some extra sidewalk. The light. crosswalk to come across. For them too, there'd be room when they unload the buses.
Also at East Holmes, students will find another new face in the music department with the hiring of Zachary Rierich as the band director to replace Elizabeth Penfound. With help from grant money and the cooperation of the Walnut Creek Water Company, the Cherry Ridge area will get new water service as the project was announced with grant money. Using the county as a pass-through, this will replace old and add new lines.
Kudos to Walnut Creek Water Company. They're going to run the line. Very, very influential in getting this. And there's a bunch of people out there where the water's the well, they can't hit wells. They have water some days, and some days they don't have water. And it's going to take water to all the Provia plants out there. They've got their own wells. They have some problems. The line is going to come in all the way to the tower in Walnut Creek. So Walnut Creek is going to get a new line all the way up the hill. They're like,
operating budget, the Social Media Parental Notification Act, which was included in the budget, would require certain online companies to obtain verifiable parental consent to contractual terms of service before permitting kids under the age of 16 to use their platforms. Governor DeWine would ask President Biden to declare a disaster in East Palestine to ensure that the federal and state governments use all resources available to assist the community. The costs associated with the derailment for Norfolk Southern had more than doubled to $803 million as they worked on cleanup.